Maseches Fuas, Perek Zayin, Mishma Vav. Amar Lechem Veni, Tenli Bediner Peres. Somebody tells the Chemini, please give me a diner worth of Peres. V'nachan lo. And the Chemini gives the buyer the Peres. And the buyer takes the Peres and stacks them in the Rosh Hashanah outside the store. Amar lo, Tenli Adiner. The Chemini then asks for the diner. Amar lo, Nesatev Lecha, Unesato Bam Poli. And the buyer claims that he already gave the diner to the Chemini. And the Chemini put the diner in his money pouch. Yishava Balabayas. The diner is that the Balabayas, the buyer, should take a shvua that he already gave the money, and then he can take the peres. The reason why the Chachamim were metakin that the buyer take the shvua in this case is because since the Chevini admits that he sold the peres, and the Chevini is no longer muksik on the peres, they are no longer in his reshus, so therefore the Balabayas have the upper hand, and he takes the shvua. Nasan lo is a diner. If the buyer already gave the diner to the Chevini, and there are peres stacked outside the store, and the buyer wants to take those peres. Amar lo tenli et haperes. The buyer asks to give him the peres that are sitting outside the store. Amar lo nesatev l'cha v'halachton l'tok beisecha. And the Chemini claimed that I already gave you peres, and you took them to your house. Those peres that are outside the store are my peres. Yishav haChemini. In this case, the Chemini would take a shvua that the Balabayas already took the peres to his house, and then the peres that are sitting outside the store, the Chemini would be able to take them. In this case, the Chemini has the upper hand, as since he already has the money in his hand, and the buyer is not mukhzik on those peres outside the store, so therefore the Chemini takes the shvua in this case. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer kosha peres b'yado, yado al helyona. Rabbi Yehuda says whoever has the peres in his hand, he has the upper hand. Rabbi Yehuda is arguing in this last case, which is that he holds that the Balabayas also in that case would take the shvua, and after he takes the shvua, he can take those peres that are outside the store. As Rabbi Yehuda holds, the Balabayas is muksuk on those peres that are sitting outside the store, even though they are not exactly in the hands of the Balabayas, but since those peres are no longer in the store, it's considered as if the Balabayas is muksuk on them. So therefore, in the second case also, even though the Balabayas had already given the money to the Chemini, the Balabayas would take the shvua that he has not yet taken his peres, and he can take those peres that are sitting outside the store. Amar l'shulchani tenli bediner mos. Somebody who tells the money changer to please give him a diner worth of small coins, but nothing low. And the money changer gave him the small coins. Amar lo tenli is a diner. The money changer then asked for the diner. Amar lo nesatev l'cha unesato ban poli. And the buyer of the small coins claims that I already gave you the diner and you put it in your money pouch. Yishava balabais. In this case, the Balabayas, the buyer of the small coins, would take a shvua that he already gave the diner to the shulchani, and he would take the small coins. We're talking about, again, in this case, where after the small coins were given to the buyer, he stacked them in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. So the shulchani is no longer muksik on those small coins, so therefore, the buyer has the upper hand. He would take a shvua that he already gave the money, and he can take those small coins that are stacked outside the store. Nasan lo et diner. If the buyer of the small coins already gave the diner to the money changer, Amar lo tenli es amos, the buyer then asked for the small coins. Amar lo nesatim l'cha v'ishlachtam l'toki secha. And the money changer claims that I already gave you the small coins, and you threw them in your purse. Yishav ha-shulchani. The shulchani would take it shvua that he already gave the small coin to the buyer, and the shulchani would not have to give any more coins to the buyer. In this case, the shulchani has the upper hand, since the diner was already given to the shulchani. He's the one that takes the shvua. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, ain't there a shulchani litin iser achi yitol dinro? Rabbi Yehuda says it's not normal practice that the shulchani would give out the small coins before he receives his diner. Rabbi Yehuda argues in this last case, he says, even in a case where the buyer already gave the diner to the shulchani, the buyer has the upper hand since normally the shulchani doesn't give out the money until he receives his diner. So therefore, the buyer would take a shvua that he had not yet received his coins from the shulchani, and the shulchani would be forced to give the coins to the buyer. Maseches Shvuos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. K'shem she'amru apagemet k'suvaso lo tipare elo b'shvua. Just like the Chachamim said in Maseches K'suva, then Isha that is divorced, and she wants to collect her k'suva from the husband, and she admits that part of the k'suva has already been collected, just she wants to collect the remainder, and the husband claims that he paid off the whole k'suva, she can only collect the remainder if she takes the shvua, that part of the k'suva at least she has not yet collected. even though the Isha has the ksuba in her hand. And normally, if the Isha has the ksuba in her hand, she can collect without a shvuah, but in this case, since she admits that part of the ksuba she has already collected, the rest of the ksuba she can only collect if she takes the shvuah. So too, if there is one aid that is made that she already collected her ksuba, she can only collect the ksuba as she takes the shvuah that she has not yet collected it. Even though an aid echad has no nemanis, Bezdin does not accept the aidus of only one aid, but the aidus of one aid would be gorim, would cause that the person they are being made against would have to take a shvuah. Menachasa mishubarim umenichse yusoimim lo tipara ela bishvuah. Somebody wants to collect from nechasim mishubarim, which is that he is owed money by somebody, and that person has no money to repay the loan. But he had property, which he sold off after he borrowed the money. The person who is owed the money would have the right to collect from the buyers of that property, but only if he takes the shvuah first, that the loan has not yet been repaid. So too, if the person who owes the money dies, and his yusomim inherited his property, the yusomim would have to repay the loan from the property that they inherited, but the person who wants to collect from the Yisomim would have to take a shvuah first that the loan had not yet been repaid. Somebody who is owed money, and the person who owes him money is not around, and he wants to collect from the property that he left here, he can only collect from that property if he takes a shvuah that the money that was owed him had not yet been collected. Just like all of the above-mentioned people can only collect with the shvuah, so too yisomim, children whose father died, and their father was owed money that was not collected in his lifetime, and they want to collect the money that is owed, they can only collect with the shvuah. We're talking about where the person that owed the money also died, and they want to collect from the yisomim of that person. Anybody who collects from yisomim has to take a shvuah, even if the people that want to collect are yisomim themselves. Now, even though obviously they can't take a shvuah that they know for sure that the loan had not yet been collected, since it was their father that was owed money, not themselves, so instead they would take the following shvuahs. Shvuah shelo pikadnu abba velo amar lanu abba. They would take a shvuah that our father did not tell us at the time of his death that the loan had already been collected. They would take a shvuah also that their father never told them any time before his death that the loan had been collected. They would also take a shvuah that they did not find a receipt among the stars of their father which stated that this loan had been collected. After they take these shvuahs, they would collect the loan from the yisomim. Now, that was they're allowed to collect the loan with these type of vague shvuahs, that's only if their father died before the person who owed their father money died. But if their father was still alive at the time the person who owed the father money died, so in such a case, if their father wanted to collect from the yisomim of the person who owed him money, he would have had to take a proper shvuah that the loan had not yet been collected. Once the father dies, his yisomim can no longer collect the money with these type of vague shvuahs, as since their father was still alive at the time the person who owed him money died, and if he wanted to collect from the yisomim, he would have had to take a proper shvuah, and now that he died, the yisomim cannot take a proper shvuah any longer. They can't say for sure that the money had not yet been collected. In such a case, they can no longer collect the loan from the yisomim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Brota Oimer, afilu noilad haben la'achar misa sa'av, harezen nishba benoitam. Rabbi Yochanan ben Brota says, even if the son that wants to collect the money was only born after his father died, to therefore he can't take the first two shvuahs of shelo pikadnu abba and lo amar lanu abba, since he was only born after his father's death, still he can take the third shvuah of shelo matzinu bein shtarosa shel abba shestar zeh peruah. That shvuah he can take even though he was only born after his father's death, and with that shvuah he can collect from the yisom. Amar Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, in yesh edim shamar ha'av b'shach misoso shtar zeh eno peruah. If there are edim that the father who was owed money said at the time of his death that this star has not yet been collected, who no tell shalob is shvuah, in such a case, the yisomim would collect from the other yisomim without a shvuah, and since the edim are made that the father already said at the time of his death that the money has not yet been collected, there's no purpose for the sons to take a shvuah that their father never told us that it was collected, and they can collect without a shvu.